My name is Jose Juarez. I am 16 years old. Today is December the 3rd, and I'm speaking with my sister, Alejandra Juarez. We are recording this interview in Salinas, California. Okay, first question. What were some of your favorite childhood memories, and what do you cherish?
Some of my favorite childhood memories would be swimming in the river, jumping off a brick wall, running around with all the dogs there was around my house, just forming a part of my grandparents' lives was really important to me, helping them out. Playing dolls, playing outside, all those memories are really important to me, and I really cherish those memories because nowadays you see kids only stuck up on their phones, you know? You don't really see kids playing outside, enjoying the weather, enjoying what's around them, and I would really give anything to go back to those days.
How do you feel about your high school years? And if you would have done something different, what would you do?
Well, my high school years were the best. There were so many people around me, like so many people I knew since elementary school. There were so many clubs, so many rallies. The school would bring banda all the time, and it would be pretty fun. If I could do anything different, I would probably just spend more time with my friends because there was times that we would go to that I would go to clubs they weren't involved with, and I wouldn't be with them as much. But yeah, that would be one thing I would change, spend more time with my friends that are now gone in two different places.
Well, my fourth question is, what are some of your thoughts about your religion or religion in general?
Some thoughts of my religion is that I don't really go with one specific religion. I believe in what I want to believe. Like, if something seems pretty logical to me, then I'm gonna believe in it. But the things I don't believe in are pretty general in religions like the Bible, church, those viral posts that go like, oh, if you don't share this, then God won't accept you in heaven or things like that. I don't really go with it. I just really like following my own thoughts, and I don't know if they're right or if they're wrong, but I don't really stick to one religion. I just know that there's things that may be true and things that simply are not.
So my fifth question would be, can you tell me about, or two people you have been the biggest influences in your life?
So one very important influence in my life was my mom, because she never really went to college or finished up high school, but she really was my support for it. She was always there for me. She made me understand that knowledge could be the best for me, like for me to continue with school, for me to get somewhere, for me to be somebody. It's all because of my mom. If it weren't for my mom, I'd probably be a dropout, probably be working somewhere really with a minimum wage. I don't know. And another person that was really influential in my life would be my sixth grade teacher. He really pushed me forward. I can say that I was a real rebel in sixth grade, and he really pushed me forward. He really made me understand that the things I was doing were wrong and that I needed to keep moving forward and making good choices in my life, because those choices were going to affect me later on in life. And the thing is that they did, and I changed, and now here I am in college.
Regarding issues or things that revolve around you, how do you feel about your community?
Regarding issues that are happening around me and my community right now, I believe that I have really big troubles understanding why people eat animals the way they do. Like, I understand that sometimes it's needed, sometimes there's cravings, but not all the time, you know? Sometimes people go to fast food restaurants like 24/7 or 3 days a week, and that shouldn't be happening. Despite that they're bad for our own health, they're hurting animals that should be as free as we are. They should have their own rights. Another issue is the overweight problem. I just think that the way that people promote fast food restaurants or burgers or all those unhealthy things for us, they just do it for money. And I don't think that money should be our priority. I think that there's more important things in this world, and respecting all living animals is one of them.
If you were to do something to change your community, how would you approach the situation, or how do you turn, what would you do to change your community?
So one thing I would really do to change my community is, it would probably be to encourage people to stop throwing things away on the floor, in the ocean, dumping oil in the sink, because it really does affect our community. It affects our ocean, it affects our air quality, our water quality, our lives. It's affecting our lives. The way the planet is changing right now, it's all because of all the things we've been doing. And the thing is that there's no need. There's no need for us to do all those things that we are, but we still do, and there could be a change, and we could do that all together. Another way I could encourage people to change would be to encourage families to only have one car per family. I mean, there's times that more cars would be needed, but we could really make it through with only one car per family. The damage that cars do to our planet are vital, and we need to change that.
What are some small things you think that people could start doing to help improve our community, or like improve our environmental health?
One small thing we could all start doing is probably being more responsible when it comes to our plastic usage. People could really either reduce the way they get rid of those things, or reduce the way we drink sodas. I mean, if we all stick to drinking water, then there's no need for all these soda bottles to end up in the sea, to end up in the floor. There's a lot of small things we could do. For example, we can also start cooking more at home, healthy things, more vegetables, more fruits, instead of all these meats we'd be buying, hurting animals. Those are all very small things we could do, because you don't have to change your every life day. You could just start by maybe changing one day of the week where you eat meat to vegetables, and that could be a small step to a big success.
My last question is, like, what is a worldwide issue that concerns you, and why does it concern you as much?
Well, a worldwide issue that really concerns me would be poverty, because it's something that we cannot change as fast, but there's small things we could do towards that problem. For example, I've seen people throwing out clothing all the time, like just throwing them out to the trash when they could just gift them to some people that can't afford it. And even if it's not in that good condition, it might work for something. Like right now, I've seen people whining all the time, oh, it's so cold, this and that. But you could just think of all those homeless people outside sleeping in the streets, probably with only one blanket. That's sad, and it's something we could just change just by small steps, just by small actions. It could really change.
Regarding all those issues, like, is there any advice you would give to the people?
An advice I would like to give to everyone would be that put yourself in other people's shoes, or put yourself in other organisms' lives. Like, just think about how you would feel if you would be dealing with that same pain. Because that's the reason why people don't take action, because they don't really take the chance of visualize how they would feel. They only think of how others feel, and that's not a way to feel their pain. That's not something that's going to cause an action. That's not something that's going to cause a different perspective. Just take the chance and change something.